OpenClaw AI agent GitHub is starting to gain real attention, but not because of hype. Most tools called AI agents still behave like simple chatbots. OpenClaw is different. It's designed to actually perform tasks, connect with tools, handle multi-step workflows, and run more independently. Developers are discovering it directly on GitHub and through community discussions, which usually means one thing: it's genuinely useful. As the demand for self-hosted, controllable AI tools grows, OpenClaw is fitting that need at the right time. In this guide, you'll understand what OpenClaw is, how it works, and whether it's worth using. What makes OpenClaw AI agent GitHub worth watching? OpenClaw is an open-source, self-hosted AI assistant built for real agent workflows, not one-off chat sessions. It connects your existing chat channels, productivity tools, and model providers into a unified system that can receive instructions and execute tasks autonomously. Its GitHub captivation comes from the combination of flexibility, transparency, and extensibility that hosted alternatives can't match. The honest caveat: that same openness means setup, configuration, and security responsibility all land on you. What OpenClaw actually is and why it is different from a typical AI tool. Most AI tools are built around a single interaction loop: you type something, it replies, you move on. OpenClaw is built around a different idea that an AI assistant should be able to operate across your environment, not just respond within a conversation. It works as a self-hosted gateway, meaning you run it on your own infrastructure rather than routing your data through a third-party cloud product. You connect it to the chat platforms, APIs, and model providers you choose. You define what it can access and what it can do. The assistant then becomes a kind of intelligent coordinator, routing instructions from your Slack or WhatsApp to tools like your calendar, email, or GitHub repo, and acting on them. It supports external model providers, so you're not locked into a single AI backend. And its architecture is explicitly agent-native, meaning it's designed to maintain context, use tools mid-session, and hand off tasks between agents or workflows. That's not typical chatbot behavior. That's infrastructure behavior. Why the GitHub repo matters more than the homepage. For technical audiences, a GitHub repo is a better product page than any landing site. It answers the questions that actually matter: is this project being maintained? How clean is the code? How good is the documentation? Who's contributing, and how often? Is the installation process realistic? The OpenClaw GitHub repo serves as the real source of truth for installation paths, usage commands, issue tracking, and community-contributed templates and skills. It also signals project maturity in a language that developers trust. Commit history, open issues, pull request activity, and stars all communicate things that marketing copy simply can't. That's why searching OpenClaw AI agent GitHub instead of just OpenClaw is such a telling user behavior. The GitHub repo is the product, in the way that matters most to this audience. 10 key benefits of OpenClaw AI agent GitHub. 1. You keep more control because it's self-hosted. Control is the word you'll hear most from people who've made the switch to self-hosted tooling, and for good reason. When you run OpenClaw on your own infrastructure, your data doesn't pass through a third-party service. Your configuration is yours. Your usage patterns aren't feeding someone else's product roadmap. That matters more than it used to. Teams and solo builders are increasingly wary of how hosted AI tools handle data, pricing changes, and policy shifts. Self-hosting isn't just a privacy argument, it's a durability argument. What you build on OpenClaw doesn't vanish if a vendor decides to restructure its offering or raise its API prices. 2. It works through chat apps you already use. One reason OpenClaw adoption spreads is simple friction removal. Instead of building new habits around a new interface, you interact with the assistant through channels you're already in, such as WhatsApp, Slack, Telegram, Discord, and others. The assistant meets you where you work, rather than demanding you work where they live. For operators who juggle several communication tools throughout the day, this is genuinely useful. You can send a task from Slack, receive a confirmation in Telegram, and check the outcome in your existing workflow without switching to a separate app. 3. It's built for real agent workflows, not one-off prompts. This is where OpenClaw separates itself from the growing field of chat with tools applications. It's designed around proper agent patterns, persistent sessions, tool invocation mid-conversation, structured routing, and workflow execution. You can set up multi-step sequences where the agent gathers information, calls an API, processes the result, and reports back all within a single instruction. That's the architecture you need when you stop thinking about AI as a question-answering machine and start thinking about it as an operational layer. 4. GitHub makes the project easier to inspect, trust, and extend. Open source transparency isn't just an ethical stance, it's a practical one. When you can read the code, you can verify what it actually does. When you can fork the repo, you can adapt it to fit your specific needs. When you can see the issue tracker, you know what problems exist and whether they're being addressed. For developers evaluating whether to invest time in a new tool, this visibility changes the risk calculus. You're not betting on a vendor's roadmap. You're evaluating something you can understand, modify, and contribute to. 5. Setup is faster than many people expect. The self-hosted label can trigger a reaction, too complex, not worth it. OpenClaw's onboarding is designed to counter that assumption. The project is built around a fast initial setup path. Most users report getting a working instance running in roughly 5 minutes, with the core agent functional shortly after. That doesn't mean it's zero configuration. You'll still need to connect a model provider, define channels, and scope permissions. But the barrier to starting is much lower than the barrier to mastering it, which means you can build confidence incrementally rather than having to understand the whole system before you see anything work. 6. It supports multiple model provider paths. Being locked into a single model provider is a real risk in a field that's evolving as fast as AI. OpenClaw is built with provider flexibility in mind, meaning you can route through different AI backends depending on your use case, cost preferences, or access agreements. GitHub Copilot is one possible model path for users who already have that integration. But the architecture doesn't privilege any single provider. You can experiment, compare outputs, or shift providers as the landscape changes without having to rebuild your setup from scratch. 7. The skills ecosystem expands what the agent can do. Out of the box, OpenClaw handles a solid range of workflows. But the skills ecosystem is where the real range appears. Skills extend what the agent can do, adding new integrations, behaviors, and capabilities without requiring you to modify the core system. The existence of a broader skills registry also means the community is actively building things you might need. Instead of writing custom integrations from scratch, you can often find a skill that someone else has already developed, tested, and shared. 8. Templates and community repos reduce the blank page problem. Starting with a blank configuration is one of the most common reasons new users get stuck. The awesome OpenClaw style repos and community contributed templates solve this directly. Instead of figuring out how to structure a workflow from scratch, you can start with something that already works and modify it to fit your context. This isn't just a convenience feature, it's a learning accelerant. Seeing how other people have structured their agents teaches you patterns and possibilities that documentation alone often misses. 9. It's a strong learning tool for understanding how AI agents actually work. For developers who want to understand agent architecture rather than just use an abstraction layer, OpenClaw is unusually instructive. Because it's open source and self-hosted, you can inspect exactly how the tool works, how sessions are managed, how routing decisions are made, and how multi-agent coordination is structured. That learning has real value beyond OpenClaw itself. The patterns you understand here, tool invocation, memory management, and routing logic, are the same patterns appearing across the agent ecosystem. Building with OpenClaw can make you a better informed engineer in conversations far outside this project. 10. It can evolve from side project to serious workflow layer. The best tools grow with you. OpenClaw's architecture allows it to start small, maybe a single use case, one connected channel, one task type, and expand as you build confidence in how it behaves. That progression path is important. Too many AI tools are either too simple, useful once, forgotten after, or too complex to justify the setup time. OpenClaw occupies a middle ground, approachable enough to experiment with on a weekend, capable enough to become a genuine part of how you work if you choose to invest in it. Real-world use cases of OpenClaw AI agent. OpenClaw becomes most useful when applied to clear, repeatable workflows rather than abstract ideas. Inbox triage, monitor messages, prioritize, and send summaries. Research tasks, collect, synthesize, and deliver insights. Calendar coordination, handle scheduling across time zones via simple prompts. GitHub monitoring, track issues, PRS, and updates in real time. Routine admin work, automate predictable, repetitive tasks. Best fit. Works best for solo builders, developers, and technical operators who want flexibility and control without relying on enterprise tools. Use with caution. Not ideal for high-risk workflows unless you add safeguards. Limit permissions, test in stages, and monitor actions closely. Need help applying OpenClaw in real workflows? Understanding what OpenClaw can do is one thing, actually turning it into a reliable, working system is another. If you need support during that phase, Globasoft can assist with building and implementing AI agent-based workflows similar to OpenClaw use cases, especially when moving from experimentation to structured execution. Help design clear, task-driven workflows instead of vague instructions. Assist in setting up integrations across tools, APIs, and systems. Support building repeatable and stable automation processes. Provide guidance for scaling AI workflows in real environments. This kind of support is most useful when you want to move beyond testing and start using AI agents in a more consistent and practical way. OpenClaw GitHub repo, why it matters beyond the code. The GitHub repo isn't just where you download the project. It's where you evaluate it, understand it, and connect to the broader ecosystem that's grown around it. For new users, the repo is the fastest way to understand the install path, check documentation quality, and see whether the project is actively maintained. For experienced users, it's where skills, templates, and community extensions live. For developers considering contributing, it's where the technical conversation happens. What the repo signals collectively. Open source transparency, you can verify what the system actually does. Self-hosted control, your infrastructure, your rules. Multi-channel support, the assistant goes where your work already happens. Flexible provider options, no lock into a single model backend. Fast onboarding, the path from zero to working is shorter than it appears. Skills and templates, the ecosystem extends what you can build without starting from scratch. Strong learning value, the architecture is readable, which makes it educational as well as functional. None of this is marketing language. It's what you can verify by spending 20 minutes with the repo itself. FAQ. 1. Is OpenClaw AI Agent GitHub free to use? Yes, OpenClaw itself is open source and free to use. However, you may still incur costs depending on the AI model providers, APIs, or infrastructure you connect to it. 2. How does OpenClaw compare to other AI agents like AutoGPT or LangChain? OpenClaw focuses more on practical, chat-integrated workflows and self-hosted control, while tools like AutoGPT emphasize autonomous experimentation, and LangChain focuses on building AI pipelines. OpenClaw sits in the middle, more usable than experimental agents, but more flexible than packaged tools. 3. Can OpenClaw run locally, or does it require a server? OpenClaw is designed to be self-hosted, meaning it can run on your local machine or your own server. The choice depends on how scalable or always available you need your workflows to be. 4. What are the system requirements to run OpenClaw AI Agent? There are no extreme hardware requirements to get started. Most users can run it on a standard development environment, but performance depends on the complexity of workflows and the model provider used. 5. Is OpenClaw safe to use with personal or business data? It can be safe, but only if configured correctly. Since OpenClaw gives you full control, security depends on your setup, including permissions, integrations, and access scope. Careful configuration is essential to avoid unintended actions.